Om Gyan Timidan Dasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyate Shatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. On behalf of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, my beloved Guru Maharaj and the founder Acharya of Govardhan Eco Village and our worldwide community, I welcome each and every one of you. The wisdom, the knowledge, the inspiration, and the love that all of you expressed through your katas was truly overwhelming. Thank you, Padmanabh Goswamiji. Thank you, Chitra. Thank you, Revati Romanji, Anup Chakravartiji Goswami. Thank you, Ram Kumar Panda. Thank you, Madhavananda Prabhu. Thank you, Srivats Goswamiji. And thank you to each and every one of you who are here today. Srivats Goswamiji, after whatever you said at the end of your brilliant talk, I'm quite speechless. But since I fully know that nothing good you said is really about me, it's about my Guru Maharaj and all the devotees who tolerate me, I'm able to speak something. Thank you very much. I was wondering what to talk about. And something just came to my heart as each of you were speaking. There was a devotee. He lived approximately 450 years ago. His name was Duki Krishna. And his guru, Hriday Chaitanya, sent him to study under Srila Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan. His classmates were Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya. He was such a great scholar. He was such an enlightened being. The service he was given throughout the day was to sweep the little forest paths of Nidibhan Seva Kunj. And how grateful, how precious he considered that service. Now, in those days, Vrindavan Dham was very secluded. There were no tourists, there were no dharamshalas, there was no hotels or restaurants. There was hardly any temples at that time. It was forest, very lonely. So who was he sweeping the pathways for? Some Brajabasis. He was throughout the day with tears of love and gratitude sweeping the paths of Vrindavan. None of them were paved. They were all just earth. This was his seva. He was never thinking, why is Jiva Goswami giving me this service? And after so many years, he still has me doing this service. Why doesn't he make me a pujari or something like that, manager? Just sweeping. Because he understood so much the very essence of what bhakti is. As Acharya Srivats Goswamiji was saying, das, 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 anudas. Not just in theory, but in heart. He understood that Vrindavan is sacred, not only because it is the place that the eternal pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dev take place, not only because Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered the ultimate place of pilgrimage, but because the Goswamis and so many other great personalities, because they recognized the eternal sanctity of every grain of dust in Vrindavan, he worshipped those grains of dust. And his sweeping, he was sweeping paths that even nobody went to. But he was sweeping because he knew that Radha Rani and Krishna and his Guru Maharaj will be pleased. There was no internet. There were no newspapers describing Duki Krishna is sweeping the groves of Vrindavan. There was no fame. There was nothing except the joy of serving. And because he appreciated with his tears of love Vrindavan, one day in a little behind a bush he found Srimati Radharani's ankle bracelet. She put it there just for him. When he touched it, there was such an ecstasy that awakened in his heart. And as this beautiful historical pastime unfolds, because of his humble service, he was brought to the spiritual world to personally meet with Srimati Radharani. She revealed his eternal identity as a gopi. She personally gave him the name Shyamananda Goswami and gave him her own deity of Krishna. And then sent him back to the Gokula Vrindavan that we see in this world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a sannyasi, according to the tradition at that time, he did not want to confuse people, so he refused to meet royal people in royal status. The king, Prataparudra, was begging and pleading, just to have one audience with Lord Chaitanya. But the Lord, he said, for me to meet with him is worse than drinking poison. If you ask me again, I will leave this place. And when Lord Chaitanya says that, it's louder than any sound system could possibly reverberate. But then when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the king Prataparudra with a broom sweeping the pathway of Jagannath Puri at the time of the Rath Yatra, sweeping for Lord Jagannath, sweeping for each and every devotee, Lord Chaitanya's heart, like Sri Radharani for Shyamananda Goswami, his heart reciprocated. And during that same Rath Yatra procession, Lord Chaitanya, not only did he allow King Prataparudra to personally massage him, but Lord Chaitanya repeatedly embraced him and bathed him with the tears of his affection. And he said, you are bringing me so much nectar. There is no one so benevolent and dear to me as you. Prataparudra Maharaj was actually in disguise. Ramananda Rai Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told him that just dress like a simple devotee. And when Lord Chaitanya was crying and praising him, he said, please tell me, who are you? Now this is a very difficult situation, because you cannot lie to the absolute truth. And at the same time, if he said, I am Maharaj Prataparudra, because during the Rath Yatra, when Lord Chaitanya was touched by him, Lord Chaitanya jumped away and said, how condemned I am that I have been touched by a materialistic person. What is he going to say? His reply is really the very essence of what Lord Chaitanya came to give the world. He said, I am the servant of the servant of the servant of your servants, and my only aspiration is to be the servant of the servant of your servants. At that time, Lord Chaitanya revealed to him his eternal divine opulences. This idea of cleaning. Yesterday we were discussing Padmanabh Goswami, Srivatsa Goswami, at Rupa Goswami's, our representation of his samadhi and bhajan kutir. They were speaking about the cleansing of the Gundicha temple in Puri. How Mahaprabhu himself, he's the father of Brahma, Shiva. He's the absolute truth from whom everything emanates. He's the one supreme God of all gods that have ever been worshipped in any religion throughout history of all the universes. And yet he told the devotees, tomorrow I want to clean the Gundicha temple to make it appropriate for Lord Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra to come. And he personally did it. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we read how Lord Gauranga personally gave a broom to each devotee. And then he personally took a broom and began the sweeping. And what was his example? Everyone was sweeping as best they possibly could. And they were all putting the dust they collected in a particular pile. There was about 200 devotees. And Lord Chaitanya put the dust he collected in another pile. And it was many times bigger than all the 200 devotees' dust. And he would tell devotees, whoever collects the most dust, I will give a very special prize. His mercy. He wanted every devotee to try to inspire every other devotee by how they were sweeping. And who are these people? Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram, Advaita Acharya, Sadashiva, Mahavishnu, Haridas Thakur. He didn't go in, but he's Brahma. These are the most exalted personalities in the universe. And along with Mahaprabhu, who was Radhan Krishna, the source of all avatars, they're sweeping. And after they swept till the whole temple was immaculate, he gathered everyone together and he said, now we must sweep again to search for finer particles of sand and dust and straw. And then after that, buckets and buckets, thousands of buckets of water from Indradrumna Sarovar and so many other places were being used to wash and wash and wash. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes he was washing so enthusiastically because he was doing it for Krishna. It was such a joy that he was crying tears. And there was not even need for any external water. He was washing with his tears. He was polishing with the cloth that he was wearing. I remember my beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. He would say sometimes, it is said that cleanliness is next to godliness. But in Krishna consciousness, in Vaishnavism, cleanliness is godliness. Lord Chaitanya gave us the holy names of Krishna. Jeto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Bahabi, to cleanse the temple of our hearts. How does this relate to preserving the environment and the ecology of the holy places and all other places in the world. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Maya Dyakshena Prakriti. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Mata Sarvam Pravartati. That everything is coming from him. All material and spiritual worlds. Krishna tells that this material world is my energy. And sometimes when devotees think that I'm transcendental, so I really don't care about this world, they don't understand the concept of bhakti. Because this, if we love Krishna, we will love his energy. How much the Lord emphasized this. I saw some of you sleeping, I'm sorry. His, the source of all energy, his Ladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani. In some yugas, according to Puranas, how does she appear in the world? Brishabhanu Maharaj is plowing the earth, and from under his plow, she appears out of Mother Earth. And according to Ramayana, Sita, the consort of Lord Sri Ram, how did she choose to appear from Mother Earth? Bhumi is an expansion of the feminine energy of Krishna. She's a supreme, worshipable goddess. Radha, Sita are the source of Bhumi, Mother Earth, and through the medium of Mother Earth, they're revealing themselves to us in this world. And how did Krishna stage his own appearance? Bhumi. Mother Earth was being exploited. She was being abused. And all of her children were being abused and exploited. And who are her children? All living beings. She's our mother. She nourishes us. We take birth from her elements, and we're sustained through her elements. Mother Earth approached Brahma, the guru of the universe. And then Brahma and the devatas, along with Bhumi Devi, prayed for God to come. And Krishna appeared. From a spiritual perspective, the earth is our mother. From emotional and material perspective, the earth is our mother. And when we understand this, then material no longer really exists. Srila Prabhupada would explain that actually God only has one energy, but it manifests parasya shaktir vivadaiva shruyati. It manifests in many ways. The material energy and the spiritual energy are both coming from the same source. And what is the difference between material and spiritual from this perspective? If we see, appreciate, and serve the elements of this world as Krishna's sacred property, as Krishna's divine energy, as Sri Radharani, our mother's ultimate grace, then we no longer see material, but we're seeing its spiritual origin. To spiritualize material nature is bhakti. When we offer the arati, we're taking incense, dhup, representing Mother Earth. The quality of earth is especially fragrance. We're offering to Krishna, the source. And then we offer water in a little conch shell or shankha, and we offer it to Krishna. Fire, we put it in the deep and we offer it to Krishna. And with our chamaras or peacock fans, we're offering air to Krishna. And by chanting the holy names and ringing bells, Krishna is the sound and ether, we're offering ether to Krishna. So arti is not just a ritual. It's a philosophy. It's a path. Path of gratitude and love. What we are receiving from Krishna, we're recognizing its divinity because of its connection to Krishna and offering it with love. It is a tradition at Ganga or Yamuna. What do we have to offer? We go in Ganga, Yamuna Mayi, and we take 2 palmfuls of water, and with a prayer of gratitude, a prayer of love, a prayer begging for service, we offer that water back to Yamuna. Does Yamuna need that water? We're taking it from her. But yet when we offer it back to her, it's not just water. It's our consciousness, our love. And from a perspective of bhakti, the entire creation is facilities to offer love. And this is especially revealed to us in the holy places of pilgrimage. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam. He comes to this world to establish religious principles, and the holy places is where he did that. It's the foundation of religious principles, these holy places. Krishna came to Krishna in Vrindavan established, in Kurukshetra, Ramchandra in Ayodhya, Chitrakoot. These holy places are the places where the Lord has bestowed his supreme compassion upon the suffering souls in inviting us all back to his abode. If we do not honor and respect the sanctity of these holy places, then how will anybody understand the deep spiritual nature of honoring Mother Earth everywhere? It actually needs to begin with the holy places. Otherwise, it's just an environmental thing to leave the world a better place than you came. you know, that's the mode of goodness. That's nice. But that is not what Krishna is giving us the opportunity to do. He wants us to liberate our souls with his great, with Radharani's grace and his mercy. To honor Mother Earth. To honor all the gifts that Radha Govinda are giving us in every leaf, in every drop of water that falls, in everything. That is the environmentalism that is an inseparable, sacred aspect of bhakti. Because Krishna appears in this world, Karuna Sindhu, out of compassion. And actually, in any way we corrupt or pollute or exploit the resources of nature, which is what every living being on this planet is totally dependent on, we're actually harming everyone. And even the smallest effort to live with honor and gratitude to the energy of Krishna, of what he has given us, we are actually instruments of Krishna's compassion for every living being in creation. That is how we grow. Through the consciousness in which we interact with material nature in a spiritual way. If you think about it, that is the only way we have to spiritually grow, is how we interact with the elements. Sound is an element. It's coming from ether. We chant the holy names because we have a mind, which is a subtle element, material element. We chant the holy names because we have a tongue, which is earth, water, fire, air, and ether in a special composition. We chant the holy names and we hear because we have ears. So kirtan is an interaction with God's energy in this world, the elements. We have Ram Kumar Panditji, our very beloved friend. I've gone to Rath Yatra in Puri, and I've seen him, among others, carrying Jagannath. Jagannath is really Jagannath. They're carrying Jagannath from his altar to the chariot, and it sometimes takes an hour or more. Because they're... And during the Rath Yatra, I was there. There was approximately 1 million people on the same street at the same time to worship him. The Supreme Lord of the Universe, the Lord of Vrindavan. When Lord Chaitanya would look at Lord Jagannath, when he would see him from the Garuda Stamba, he would see Krishna playing his flute. Jagannath is appearing to us in the element of wood. Tirupati Balaji, Shishi Radharaman, Shirdha Madan Mohanji, they are appearing to us in what appears the element of stone. Is God wood or stone? No. That is, it's not a representation. That is Radharaman. That is the lover of Sri Radha right before us, totally, purely, transcendentally, spiritually, but in a way that we could see with our material eyes, and we can offer things with our material hands, and in this way to spiritualize our whole life. It was one of the great wonders when I first came to India, because I studied various other religions and practiced, you know, to some extent, but this was something extraordinary. People are worshiping the divine in mountains, like Govardhan, Kailash, Chitrakoot. Worshipping the divine in plants like Tulsi. Worshipping the divine in what people consider dirt. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Kumarahatta, the birthplace of his guru, Srila Ishwarapuri, he collected the dirt there. And in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he ate it, little piece. And he saved, because he was traveling, he put it in a cloth bag to take it with him. And as he was worshiping this dirt, he was crying, ecstatic tears. And he said, this earth, this dust, what we would say this dirt, is the treasure of my life. This dirt is my life and soul, because it is the birthplace of my guru. So he's seeing dirt from the perspective of his love for his guru and God. Yes, in India, I saw people worshiping rivers, offering pujas and offering oblations and offering prayers to rivers as people. Ganga, Yamuna, Godavari, Sindhu, Krishna, so many rivers, Saraswati, at Prayag. So many tens and tens and millions of people come to worship this confluence of three rivers. Where else in the world is this? They're seeing God in water. In stone. Stones. Shalagram Shila. Archimortis. Worshipping the Lord in oceans. In Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the ocean, he said, from this day on, this ocean, all the holy places and all of creation are in this ocean. Trees. Krishna tells in Gita, I am, what is the Ashwata tree? In Vrindavan, how Bamsivat, a banyan tree, is worshipped. How Chirgat, a Kadamba tree, or Ter Kadamba, is worshipped. People embrace these trees. They bow to these trees. They pray for benedictions from these trees. Worship of forests. All the elements of nature. but to speak of fire. When we perform the yajna, the Agnihotra, I remember seeing, you know, they're pouring really nice ghee in a fire, and sometimes they're even putting jewels in the fire. Because seeing Vishnu, seeing the Supreme Being in that fire to receive our offerings, to receive our prayers, and to reciprocally bless us in every way. People who don't understand, who don't have the depth of realizing, of being taught by self-realized souls, that Krishna is present within his energy to receive our love and reciprocate with our state of consciousness. They think that, what kind of religion is this? There's one God and they're worshiping plants. They're worshiping birds. They're worshiping water, rivers. But what a higher dimension of consciousness this is. What a holistic. And that is why it is so important what all of our great acharyas, gurus, scholars, and sincere devotees have been speaking throughout the day. How important it is that we remind the world through our example that unless we live in harmony with nature, we're not honestly living in harmony with God. Because nature is God's nature. You have your nature, I have God's, I have my nature, and God has his nature. So I believe the purpose of this gathering today was to discuss and share with one another the purpose, the passion to clean our holy places, to honor and respect our holy places, and to extend that same principle in our life wherever we are. When you go on in the altar in the morning and you do your puja and your seva and your japa and your kirtan, you're preparing yourself to engage that energy wherever and whatever you do in the world. And similarly, when we visit the holy places of pilgrimage, if we really establish this principle in our lives, together we are going to restore the beauty of Krishna's holy places, of Radharani's holy places. Then we become empowered to apply that same principle wherever Krishna's nature may be. The only thing that's really lacking in this world, it's not money or industry, it's compassion. If we can't be compassionate for our common mother on behalf of our common father, then what is really the extent of our compassion? So I am hoping, I am praying that from today we come to another level together. Srivats Goswamiji was saying last night there was maybe about 10 people gathered at Rupa Goswami's Samadhi Mandir representation. And he said, if just the people here now take it seriously, we could change the world. And it is that wisdom, that insight, that inspiration that will change the world. So let us all communicate and in whatever big or small ways make plans. To be examples of people who really care. Thank you very much.